Get comfortable now. Really settle in, so you can fully enjoy this experience. As you breathe in deeply, and let it out slowly, find a spot on the ceiling or wall. Pick out some small spot to focus on, to bring your attention here. For a few moments, resting your eyes on the spot. Focus on the spot, and ignore everything but the spot and my voice. Breathing in deeply and letting go slowly. Feel your eyes and eyelids relax as you breathe out slowly. And your eyelids may want to blink as you feel yourself relaxing more and more. Feel your eyes relaxing, and it feels good to relax. As you focus on the spot you have selected, your eye may want to blink more and more. As you feel your eyes becoming more and more relaxed, and feel your eyelids becoming heavier and heavier, just wanting to close. With every second that passes, you feel your eyelids getting heavier and heavier, wanting to blink more and more. Feel your eyelids becoming heavier and heavier now. Feel your eyes wanting to close. And you want so much to close your eyes and relax totally. When you allow yourself to close your eyes, you notice how you instantly go twice as deep as before. Twice as relaxed as before. And now, close your eyes. Relax deeper now. And feel yourself relaxing twice as deep. Twice as relaxed after you close your eyes. It feels so good to be so relaxed. And with every breath, you continue relaxing deeper, and at any time, you may make adjustments to increase your comfort and relaxation. And now I want you to relax your hands and arms completely. Feel how the relaxation spreads from the tips of your fingers and all the way to the top of your shoulders. Relaxing your hands and arms completely. Completely and totally relaxed. I am going to count from 5 down to 1. And with every number I count, your arms and hands will relax twice as much as they did the previous number. They grow heavy and numb. 2. So heavy. So numb. With every number I count, so that when I reach the number 1, they will be so heavy, so numb, and so relaxed, that you will be completely unable to lift them. They will just be completely relaxed, comfortable and numb, that you will be unable to feel them at all. 5. Your hands and arms are growing heavy now. 4. Heavy and numb. 3. So heavy and so numb, you can hardly feel them anymore. And it feels so good. 2. So very heavy. Your arms and hands are so heavy and totally relaxed. and totally numb. You are unable to feel them or move them right now. Relax them totally. Now try lifting your right hand and see that you are unable to lift it, unable to move it in any way, totally unable to move it. That's right. Now stop trying and relax and feel yourself going even deeper now. As you relax the neck and shoulders,
and listen, so comfortable. Let my voice
now feel the same heaviness, relaxation and numbness, spreading through your entire body.
Let my voice guide you.
Feel it starting at your feet, moving slowly up your legs.
Relax. It's fun and listen.
Your calves, your knees,
to listen and clear your mind,
your thighs,
feel how good it feels to obey.
Feel it moving across your middle,
you picture my words,
into your chest and back.
Feel so mind.
Feel your neck muscles relaxing.
Let my voice and energy.
Feel your jaw and scalp relax.
Accept my words are your thoughts.
Becoming numb and heavy and totally relaxed. It feels so good to be so relaxed. Feel how good it feels to be completely relaxed. Feel a wave of relaxation going down through your body. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, every time you breathe out, feel that wave rolling all the way down through your body. Every time you exhale, breathing in deeply and letting it out slowly, and feel how this makes you relax even deeper.
Relax your mind.
Now allow your mind to relax.
Let my voice
like your body is relaxed. Allow yourself to follow my instructions and go into a nice deep trance right now and feel how you immediately go many times deeper, so deep, so relaxed, so nice. I want you to see yourself standing in front of an open door. Picture the doorway in your mind. See it clearly. Notice the size of the doorway. Notice the shape of the doorway. It could be small or large. It could be round or square. It is your doorway to deep trance. You decide how the doorway looks today. Decide now and see the doorway in your mind's eye. Now you are about to pass through the doorway, and you know that the second you do so, your mind will take you 10 times deeper into a nice deep trance. The moment you cross the doorway and emerge on the other side, you go 10 times deeper. 3, 2, 1. Pass through the doorway now and feel yourself going 10 times deeper.
Relaxed,
so
obedient,
safe and secure, warm and comfortable. Feel how good it feels to be totally relaxed. Now imagine you are standing at the top of spiral stairs. Visualize the steps. Picture the steps in your mind. You see the steps winding downwards from where you are standing. You want to walk down the stairs to your safe place, the place where you are safe and secure, where you are in control of everything that matters. Your safe place. There are 10 steps, and with each and every step, you go down deeper in your mind, to a much deeper level of trance. In fact, when you reach the bottom of the steps, you will be twice as deep, twice as relaxed. 10, 9, 8, more and more relaxed. 7, 6, 5, so deeply relaxed, and you see a big comfortable bed waiting for you at the bottom of the stairs. 3, it feels so good to be so relaxed. 2, 1, totally relaxed. You stand before the bed, and as you lie down, feel yourself letting go completely, and surrender yourself to this voice. As you lie down, you feel the last bit of your consciousness letting go and drifting away. Your subconscious listens to my every word, while your conscious mind is having a nice, relaxing nap in a big, warm, comfortable bed. The words of the session will go directly to your subconscious mind, helping you the way you would like them to help you. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting my every word. The words of the session will go directly to your subconscious mind, changing you the way you would like them to change you. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting my every word. The words of this session will go directly to your subconscious mind, making you feel the way you would like to feel. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting my every word. Your conscious mind may not realize what it is doing, but that doesn't matter so much, as much as what your subconscious decides it is doing. And by now your subconscious should be very comfortable with my voice. You are here, and you find yourself listening. Maybe you're doing this out of curiosity. Maybe you're doing this because someone dared you. Maybe the only reason you are listening is because you get turned on by the thought of more and more intense orgasms, that you are listening, and the reason doesn't really matter. And as you listen, you begin to feel a growing desire to intensify your orgasms. Perhaps you are experienced at using orgasm triggers and are eagerly anticipating having more intense orgasms. Or maybe this is your first introduction to triggers that may be hard to imagine. Almost everyone has experienced a hypnotic trigger at one time or another, usually out of curiosity. But whether you are experienced at it, or considering it for the first time, one thing is certain: you are feeling a growing desire to trigger your intense orgasm. You can't resist it.
You'd love to.
You can feel the intensity
so good.
Growing in you now,
so
and it feels good. You want more, but it is possible that you are going to try to resist
it
as long as you can. But the longer you try to resist, the stronger the desire becomes. The thought is always there. The desire is always there. You want to trigger your intense orgasm, and you won't be satisfied until you have it. The thought and desire to trigger your intense orgasm will grab your attention at various times until you satisfy it. You may be driving or in the shower or watching television or reading. You can be at work. You can be doing anything and suddenly you'll be thinking about having to trigger your intense orgasm, about how you have to trigger your intense orgasm. It will be a craving, a burning desire. It will be as though your sex organs have double the number of nerve endings, and the only way to satisfy their longing to be touched is to trigger your intense orgasm at various times of the day or night. You will suddenly have the urge, the yearning desire, to trigger your intense orgasm. It can come upon you at any time and without warning. But there is one time when the desire will be the strongest, when it will be inescapable, when you will be consumed with the desire to trigger your intense orgasm, and that is when you are masturbating or having sex. When you masturbate, you will fantasize about your most intense orgasm ever. You'll be consumed with the desire to trigger your intense orgasm. As you stroke yourself, all you will be able to think about is how nice it would be and how good it would feel to trigger your intense orgasm. If you try to think of a woman while you masturbate, all you will be able to think about is having her trigger your intense orgasm. If you try to think of a man while you masturbate, all you will be able to think about is having him trigger your intense orgasm, or maybe fucking you. Nothing else will do. You need to trigger your intense orgasm. You want to trigger your intense orgasm, and you have to trigger your intense orgasm. You will start thinking about the most intense orgasm of your life. You start to think about how it would be to double the intensity of that orgasm, to feel that overwhelming sensation, the most pleasurable sensation of your life. And every time you hear the trigger words, pretty pink hole, you have the most intense orgasm of your life. More intense than the best orgasm of your life. Each time you hear the trigger words, your orgasm grows more and more intense. You need to trigger your intense orgasm. You want to trigger your intense orgasm, and you have to trigger your intense orgasm. You will start thinking about the most intense orgasm of your life. You start to think about how it would be to double the intensity of that orgasm, to feel that overwhelming sensation. the most pleasurable sensation of your life. And every time you hear the intense orgasm trigger words, pretty pink home, while masturbating or having sex, you have the most intense orgasm of your life. More intense than the best orgasm of your life. Each time you hear the trigger words, while masturbating or having sex, your orgasm grows more and more intense. You have to hear the trigger words to intensify your orgasm. You know, the next time you masturbate or have sex, you will need to trigger your intense orgasm. You'll be yearning for it and craving to trigger your intense orgasm. You know that next time you masturbate, you will feel empty and unfulfilled without your intense orgasm trigger. And each time you masturbate without your intense orgasm trigger, you can't help but think of how much better it would be with your intense orgasm trigger. It will become an obsession until you finally do say or hear your intense orgasm trigger, and your orgasm will be the most intense feeling of your life. You can hardly wait to try it, and you know you're about to have the best orgasm ever. You feel yourself getting more and more aroused, and feel yourself getting more horny than ever before. You start to masturbate and you know you will trigger yourself soon. The sensation is incredible. The pleasurable sensation that comes from your trigger is the best ever and beyond description. It is so good, so pleasurable that you want it to last forever. The best orgasm ever. It is good, so very good. And even as it ends, you start thinking about when you can do it again. But even as you're thinking about when you can do it again, when you can next masturbate with your intense orgasm trigger, you try to resist. You try to resist because you know with absolute certainty that the second time you orgasm with your intense orgasm trigger, it will become impossible after that to ever orgasm again without your intense orgasm trigger. That's right. Every time you orgasm with your intense orgasm trigger, it will seem like the best orgasm ever. But the second time you do it, the second time you orgasm with your intense orgasm trigger, never again will you be able to orgasm without your intense orgasm trigger. From that time on, you will need your intense orgasm trigger before you can orgasm. You want it. You want it bad. But you know what happens. The second time you give in, the second time you give in, and orgasm with your intense orgasm trigger, it will become the only way you can orgasm. And still you listen to this. You listen again and again. You listen because you are so incredibly turned on by thinking of your orgasms growing more and more intense every time. You continue to listen until the trigger words are burned into your brain. They will forever be a part of you, and a part of who you are. You listen again and again, until you are completely consumed with the desire to intensify your orgasms. Next time you have sex with someone, regardless of their gender, regardless of their sex, All you will be able to think about is the intensity of your orgasm with your trigger words. The desire will be so strong that even if you are fucking a partner, you will have one thought in your mind. And that is how much better it will be when you hear your intense orgasm trigger. You want to be careful, because you know, the second time you orgasm with your intense orgasm trigger, you will be cursed to need it before you can orgasm. But the orgasms you have from your trigger are so strong, so pleasurable, that you will eventually give in and let it happen. Every time you orgasm, you want it to be with your intense orgasm trigger. The only kind of orgasm you ever want to have is the kind of orgasm you have when you trigger your intense orgasm. You can't help thinking about it now. You need to trigger your intense orgasm. You have to have it. It doesn't matter so long as next time you masturbate or have sex. You need to trigger your intense orgasm next time you orgasm. It's a necessary part of your thoughts. You can't resist it. You cannot masturbate or have sex without thinking of your trigger words and the effect hearing them has on you. When you orgasm with your intense orgasm trigger, it will be the most wonderful, the most powerful, and the best orgasm ever. And when you orgasm a second time with your intense orgasm trigger, from that time on, you will be unable to orgasm without your intense orgasm trigger. But you don't care. You want it so bad that you welcome it. You need it and have to have it. And you are determined to get it. You are determined to intensify your orgasms. And it feels so good listening to my voice. You love listening to my voice. But you also know that soon it will be time to get up. You know that soon you will be having an unquenchable desire to trigger your intense orgasm, and soon you will have to do something about it. So you're going to start waking up, just a little at a time, and when you wake up there will be one thought foremost in your mind, and that is just how much you really want to intensify your orgasms. You will wake up with a very strong desire to have to trigger your intense orgasm, and that desire will get stronger and stronger until you satisfy it. And after you satisfy it by having an orgasm with your intense orgasm trigger, you will be unable to resist the desire to do it again as soon as possible. Even though when you do, you will no longer be able to orgasm without your intense orgasm trigger. Clear your mind, relax, and obey. Let my voice mission. Relax your body. Clear your mind.
Is your master.
Relax.
Clear your mind.
And listen. Relax.
Let my voice fill you.
And listen.
Let go of all thoughts.
Let my voice fill you.
Clear your mind.
Relax your body.
Relax.
Clear your mind.
And listen.
Relax.
Let my voice fill you.
And listen.
Feel the
excitement. Let my voice fill you.
Clear your
let
mind.
Let go of all thoughts.
Relax.
Clear your mind.
And listen.
Relax.
Let my voice fill you.
And listen.
You picture my
let
words.
Let my voice thrill you.
And you are obedient.
Feel the excitement.
Clear your mind.
Clear your mind.
Relax.
Relax.
And listen.
And listen.
Let my voice
let
fill
my
you.
Voice fill you.
No need to
you picture my words.
My words are your
and
thoughts.
And you are obedient.
You picture
clear
my
your
words.
Mind.
And you
relax.
Are obedient. and listen.
Clear your mind. Let my voice
relax.
Fill you.
No need to think.
My voice is your master.
My voice lets you believe.
Every time in the future, when you have come out of this trance, and you want to go into a nice, deep trance, all you have to do is find a quiet place to relax. Close your eyes and see the doorway to trance in your mind's eye. See the doorway to trance and see yourself passing through the doorway. And you instantly relax this deep or deeper. Then imagine the spiral stairs and see yourself descending, relaxing deeper. As you count the steps one at a time, then finally see yourself resting in that nice, warm, comfortable bed, and you are deep in trance. And every time you hear this voice, say the words, "Relax deeper now." You instantly relax this deep or deeper. And every time you hear this voice, say the words, "Relax deeper now." You instantly relax this deep or deeper. And every time you hear this voice, say the words, "Relax deeper now." You instantly relax this deep or deeper. The words of the session will go directly to your subconscious mind, changing you the way you would like them to, for you. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting, and this trance will continue until you decide you want to emerge. And at that point you can choose to wake up by counting slowly in your mind from 1 to 5, which will bring you more and more out of trance, making you wide awake and feeling fine. When you reach the number 5, or you can choose to drift off to sleep with wonderful dreams, it is up to you.